After the 1991 Gulf War, a large number of American troops returned home complaining of fatigue, muscle pain, memory loss, and other mysterious illnesses. On Capitol Hill yesterday, military officials insisted they were doing everything they could to prevent a repeat of those Gulf War illnesses, but not everyone was convinced. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Officials from the Pentagon and the Department of Veterans Affairs admit they were slow to recognize all the potential health threats in the 1991 Gulf War. Veterans blame their health problems on exposure to things like chemicals, drugs, vaccines, and the depleted uranium used in some American weapons. But no cause for the Gulf War illnesses was ever proven. William Winkenwerder is a Defense Department official charged with protecting the health of troops. He told members of the House Government Reform Committee that American fighters will be better protected this time around.
Our Force Health Protection Program has made great strides based on the lessons learned from the Gulf War and subsequent deployments.
Among the lessons learned, the need for more constant monitoring of the environment on the battlefield so that chemicals and other threats to health can be identified immediately, and the need to keep better data on the health conditions of men and women deployed to Iraq. Winkenwerder says the steps taken this time will protect troops, even as they face the risk of being exposed to chemical and biological weapons.
We're well aware that war, and particularly this war, involves real risks. But our message to you, to our service members, to their families, to the American people, is that we're prepared, and we have extraordinary capability to protect and care for our people.
Winkenwerder did not convince everyone. Ohio Democrat Dennis Kucinich sharply questioned whether the protective chem bio suits issued to troops work well enough. Kucinich, who was running for president, cited a report last fall by the General Accounting Office, a congressional investigating agency. It said that large numbers of the protective suits were defective, and Kucinich said the report questioned the military's ability to even keep track of the suits.
GAO discovered, amazingly, that some military units were selling their protective suits on the Internet for $3, while other units were desperately clamoring for these critical items.
The Defense Department said these problems have been corrected, but Kucinich and others at the hearing expressed little confidence in the Pentagon. That was clear when the discussion turned to another matter, record-keeping. Before being deployed, all troops are now asked to fill out a questionnaire about their health, and then there's another survey when they come home. That way, there are plenty of records to check if troops do come home with unexplained illnesses. Manning Feinlieb is an epidemiologist from Johns Hopkins University. He studied the questionnaires, and he told the committee they included too little information to be of much use. And then, Feinlieb said, he was floored by the unsophisticated way that troops filled out the surveys.
To use pencil and paper forms in this day and age is making short use of available technologies.
Finally, said more helpful information could be collected with a computer. The Pentagon is moving its health data onto computers, but finally questioned whether a military that depends on high-tech for its weapons is simply too low-tech when it comes to the health of the men and women who are doing the fighting. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.